Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everyone. Before we get into this week's episode of One Ep is Life, just wanted to spend a second letting you all know that we are shocked and saddened. Syph and I texted this morning about the passing of DJ K Slay. Obviously, next week we will be getting into Slay, his life, his accomplishments, stories, etc. On One Ep. But this week's episode was already recorded, and it's a doozy. We love it. But we just would be remiss if we didn't start off this week's episode dedicating it to the memory of the late, great drama king, DJ K Slay. More to come on that next week. But everyone enjoy. We hope you'll enjoy this week's episode about the Jay-Z 2001 Summer Jam performance. We had a great time, and I hope you will too. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Good morning.
Yalla, Habibi. Yalla, Habibi.
No, it's good afternoon.
Yalla. Oh, sorry. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Buenos tardes. Buenas noches.
And buenas noches.
Cuatro, ¿cómo se dice meal in español?
I don't know what you're trying to say anymore. Okay.
Oh, fourth meal. Yeah.
Fourth meal. Oh,
cuatro mialo.
Mialo.
Yalla, Habibi. Yalla.
Why
As you can tell, I'm on tour with Mo Ammer.
So lots of yalla, Habibi?
A lot of yalla, Habibi, yalla. Well, not here. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. It's not as much yalla, Habibi as normal.
What's the yalla part?
Yalla.
What's yalla?
Yalla.
What's yalla, yalla?
From what I can tell, it means like, come on, let's go. Like, let's go, come on.
Oh, why am I asking you? It's the same in Hebrew. Why am I? Yalla is let's go, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, they're saying, my girl's family is saying yalla constantly, yes.
Yeah, they say it a lot. It's like everything.
Yo, the closer you get to Israelis and Palestinians, the more you realize how fucking stupid the whole thing is.
Bro, no, if I know nothing. No, they're the please take no disrespect.
Please, none.
They're the same.
They're the exact same.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
What are you guys?
I'm sorry. It's a I'm horrible sorry. Situation.
Terrible.
I mean, no disrespect. But, bro, none. As you meet both people, I'm like, what are you fighting? You're fighting because you hate yourself. Like, yeah. You're fighting with the mirror.
It's literally every little thing. The food, cuisine, bro, the language, food, the language,
the little hats,
everything. They're right there. It didn't make no sense.
I know, man.
How's Madison, Wisconsin with Mo Ammer?
First of all, the club in Madison, Wisconsin is one of the top, I'm going to say top three, top five in the country. It's called Comedy on State. The way I talk about comedy works in Denver is the same vibe. In Madison, Wisconsin, it's a comedy club. Every comedian loves this club. Every comedian wants to play this club. There's only 52 weekends a year, and people fucking fight and scrounge to get on those weekends. And I don't have the same affiliation like I do at Denver Comedy Works because I'm friends with the owner, and I go to Denver a lot, so I like pop in a lot. But I only been here one other time. But the way people talk about this club, it's ran by two women, two sisters that are, I mean, and I mean no disrespect.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What you're about to say.
Yeah.
Do you mean anything disrespectful by it?
Nothing disrespectful at all. And I'm going to preface it and deference it. What's the other end of preface?
What's a preface?
I'm going to deference it.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with their business acumen because they run this shit so tight, but they are smoke shows.
Wow. Like,
they two Greek sisters. My God, like, what? You want me to give up my life and move out here to Madison, Wisconsin?
What's the place called again?
Comedy on State.
Comedy on State.
And mind you, they're so beautiful, but it has nothing to do with their business. Their business is spectacular. They're so awesome. They run this shit so amazingly. And you know, I just feel I'm a man. I gotta mention how good looking they are. I'm sorry. It's what men do. But I'm not saying, oh, they have everything because they're beautiful. No, no disrespect.
No disrespect.
They are.
I see them. I see them.
And they
lovely ladies
carry themselves so well. It's an amazing club. They redid it during COVID. A lot of clubs like did renovations during COVID because, you know, especially if you're a great club in this country, you have no time to really do all these renovations that you would, because then you'd have to stop business. So COVID allowed a lot of businesses, comedy clubs, to like revamp.
I like when I'm searching for these ladies who are lovely. And am I wrong, or they look like they could be related to Natalie?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like absolutely. I like when I'm looking for that, and instead, I see, in addition to all of that, somehow in the search is an article about these sweet and lovely Dave Kimowitz being murdered, buried in the thing.
God.
I know, but like, why is that popping up? Looking up, like, because he's a comedy club owner, I guess, that took the words.
Yeah, that's a big Google. But yeah, oh, so if you want to see me live, does anybody want to see me live? First of all, what day is this?
Tuesday.
Tonight, Tuesday, April 19th, when this drops.
Well, it depends if the episode gets re-put up a day later.
Okay, well, hopefully
it gets dropped. If it's up on Tuesday. Yes.
Comedy Cellar, the Fat Black Pussycat Lounge. Sorry. The Fat Black Pussycat Bar, which is different than the lounge. I got my secret, my secret comedy birthday bash. It's a pop-up.
That's this Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday's my birthday. Got some amazing comedians there. Moon Tower Comedy Festival, Austin, Texas, the 20th through the 24th. It's finally coming around. Anybody out in Texas and Austin, or if you're heading out to the comedy festival, please come to the shows that I'm at. And then we'll have just a good old time, you know?
Oh, good old time. Cypher Sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, and my
those are just listening to the audio and not watching the video of this podcast. Rosenberg is has a real porch vibe. You're really on the porch, laid back. I can't see what you're sipping on, but I'm assuming it's some kind of mint julep.
Hold on, it's coming. Thank you, man.
Oh, you got a Starbucks.
Yeah. A little delicious blonde toffee oat milk delight.
Wait, do you not even have a microphone? What are you talking? You're just talking?
Just talking.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I'm recording into my iPhone.
You don't want to bring any equipment with you down there?
I have another situation in which I could maybe make this work with like a better mic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I felt that this would be easier and still good. And relative to last week, well, it'll be great.
Okay.
So I do want to address last week. We had some problems with the release of the episode.
Okay. I saw something in the group chat, but I didn't quite get it all. There was some kind of kerfuffle.
Billy had some sort of problem with the audio being shifted, and so he was popping up in the wrong place, and it was fucked up, and he had to re-upload it, and then he uploaded the Patreon episode to Spotify. Like, it did not go great. And I would just like to say to everyone out there, we're sorry. And maybe cut Billy a little slack. I know he's, you know, he's doing his best. He's not a natural born radio producer. Okay. He's doing his best to make this thing work.
Did they abuse him?
What'd you say?
Were they abusing him?
Yeah. Yeah. There were some not so nice things being thrown around in the Discord. It's one thing for us to jokingly abuse him on the show. It's another thing for strangers to abuse him after he really did make a mistake that he feels bad about. That's like a different.
It's a thin line, because the character we play or portray of Billy June on this show is just constant abuse. It's the big guys abusing the intern, which has always been our dynamic as a joke on air, even from the Hot 97 days. But we love the guy, and we don't want you to blatantly disrespect the kid. Like, joking around, like we joke around, okay, but he's not your punching bag.
Yeah, he's not your punching bag. And while he is sort of a character on the show, he's not a personality. So, like, it's also he's really a real person. So it's a
he's
little
not built for this the way we are.
Yeah, and Siphon, I look at Siphon and I. We do therapy every week because we're barely built for it. So, like, the last thing Billy June is built for it.
Yeah.
Now, Siph, I was very you probably didn't care as much as I did, but I was very excited this week that someone unearthed the Jay-Z 2001 Summer Jam performance.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a very big deal for the Wanteppers.
I you were very excited about it. You made multiple posts and comments about it. I guess it was a big deal. I watched through some of it. I guess I was there, so it wasn't as big of a deal, but also I didn't remember a lot of that stuff. You only remember the Prodigy and the Michael Jackson. I don't know why you were that excited, and I don't know why I wasn't.
I think you just said it well, though. The fact that you were there and, you know, you've seen it, and the fact that I wasn't there, have not seen it, it makes sense. Now, I'm going to see if this can work, Cypher. Let's see if we can watch some of this together. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess thinking back on, like, it wasn't as easy as to record shows as it is today with a camera phone. So this person had to have, I guess, some kind of video camera.
So shout out to hiphopvcr.com, who's the guy who posted it.
Is this the guy who shot it, though?
It is not. I talked to him. I'm going to bring him on here in a few minutes. We'll talk to him and ask him what happened.
From Hip Hop VCR.
Yeah. And because he got it.
Right.
And let's see if we can hear it too. Hold on.
I wonder if Hove watched it or saw it.
I made sure that he did.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Now, Syph, first things first, can we talk about Flex's? I was going to say his outfit.
His outfit and his not skinniness. Oh. he hates this. He hates that this is out.
Yo, so the first thing to notice, for anyone watching with us listening, the first thing to notice is the level of boos received when he just mentions that Destiny's Child had performed earlier. Listen to how bad this is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people stepped on the stage. Yes. Thank you. What? Okay. You're asking us a regular question.
Yo, bro, how could it have been that bad? Sife, why was Destiny's Child booed that way?
Come on, it's like it's summer gym. It's a hip hop concert. They want to see real hip hop shit. That's what Summer Jam has always been.
Can you get the other one now? Sorry, the dogs are barking. Let me tell you something about two dogs.
Yeah. Do they get along, your stepchildren?
The stepchildren get along, but come on. They get along. They just create so much noise.
You just did a weird...
Delicious coffee.
You just did a weird point. For your lady to go handle the dog situation.
Did I really, a weird,
like, I'm the king, handle this. Like, you did, like, handle this. What,
Natalie, Sife just said I did a weird point to send you to the door. I was just like go.
You didn't even say words. You were like, get those fucking dogs. That's what you said with your point.
Was my mom already awake? Yeah. Okay, good. As long as my mom's already up, it's not a big deal. By the way, Sife, why is Flex still on the stage?
Why is he doing a recap? We know who we saw.
And now, Pyro.
Who's DJing?
The word is, I think it may have been Clark Kent.
I think it was Clark. Yeah, I think it
Yo,
was Clark.
Yo, he comes out.
So what year is this?
01.
And this is from Dynasty?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Isn't it? 99? Yeah, this is from the Dynasty, right?
Yeah. Damn, these songs are old as fuck, bro.
Big diamonds in the air. Oh, yeah, they have the Dynasty logo up there. What essentially this is timing-wise is it's the timing between Dynasty and Blueprint. So it's all the hits off Dynasty are the biggest records he plays because they were the most recent.
Oh, okay, hold up. So Summer Jam is like June.
Right.
So 9/11 hasn't even happened yet.
Bro, on stage during it, he says... Blueprint September 25th.
Oh shit.
They pushed it up because of bootlegging.
Right.
But he says September 25th.
Oh my god.
So this is and Dynasty is the one before Blueprint, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the hits are Change the Game, You, Me, Him and Her, yeah. You know.
But Dynasty is the Pharrell joint.
That right? Joint, yeah. Too. Here we go.
That was before Blueprint. That's crazy. Yes, y'all. I see your fascination with this now that I'm watching it.
Because it's like... There's so much to it. It's like, why does he play what he plays? First of all, he's also unusually good for him in that era on stage. Like, he's really good on stage, too. And he wasn't yet that great on stage in that era.
I think by the time Blueprint came around, he was much better.
Well, that's the thing. It's happening before our very eyes in this video.
Yeah.
This is that's why I love it. The outfit is something else.
It's horrible.
But this moment he's becoming the number one guy in this moment, yeah. Literally in this moment.
Yeah.
And he planned it. He planned it. Scythe, they even came out with pyro. There's no way anyone else had pyro.
Not back then, though.
No. He had pyro. Yeah. And he ends the show with more shit.
They had screens. There was no screens back then. There was no putting shit on the screen. Was he headlining?
Yes, he's last.
He was last? Bro, the stage is disgusting. It's just Hot 97 banners taped to the DJ booth.
Scythe, the taped promotional banners are so bad. Yo, if you're just listening, Hove's on stage wearing a basketball jersey, gigantic shorts, hanger honors all over the back of the stage, and just the DJ booth has draped crappy red Hot 97 banners. So Scythe, this is where we start getting
early.
So here's where we start getting into it. All right. Yeah. They're only like 5 minutes in. He's playing a new song no one's ever heard.
No one's ever heard. I remember. I was there. Everybody was like, what's this?
So the ill shit to listen to is that he's so good in this moment. He enunciates so well that people are responding the entire song like, it's.
That's how it used to be, though. You could do new shit or do it's like he's doing a freestyle, but it's actually a song that's going to be on the album.
I saw Shaheem, I think it was Shaheem Reed's article on MTV.com back then about it, and he described it as he did a freestyle.
Right.
Where he dissed Nas.
Right, right.
All right, let's hear how it goes.
The beat is mad low so that you can hear every word.
Yep.
He's obviously dissing somebody, but no one knows who yet.
Right.
And they're going nuts off of the fucking... Who's he dissing? What's going on? And they did it so early. I didn't realize they did it so early.
Saif, how about this?
Because he had more... Like, this was just an initial shock. Then he had more shit he was going to do.
Well, he knows that he has the Prodigy picture coming up here.
Yep.
He knows that he has Michael Jackson at the end.
Bro, he has Michael Jackson in the green room. Like,
so he's already got Michael Jackson in the green room. He's got the picture of Prodigy. And in the middle, we'll get to it, all these surprise guests that he has lined up too.
Bro, him, Michael Jackson already being there, like, he said to himself, I already won. That's why the performance is so effortless, because I already know what I got in the chamber. It's unfuckwittable.
It's we'll get there. It's so fucking great.
You kill your motherfucking ass with a sledgehammer. Don't make me do it to you, Dunny, because I overdo it. So
Dunny.
You know the reason we just rap music. ROC, we running this rap shit. We running this rap shit.
I'm about to diss Prodigy and Nas. They don't even know.
They don't know he's about to diss Prodigy and Nas.
I'm about to diss Prodigy and Nas. I'm about to set this building flames.
Yep. Now, by the way, I just need you to know, I know this is ridiculous. I did not quite realize that the picture of Prodigy happened mid-song.
What do you mean?
Ballerina, I got the pictures. I seen you. I didn't realize that he, that's when he showed the picture of Prodigy. I sort of thought it was like after the song, he talked shit and then showed the pictures.
Nah, in the thing.
I didn't realize scene. Because that's even crazier that it worked so well that people heard the bar and saw it and were like, that's a lot to process. You're, like in this era where people are on their phones and not paying attention, you're really asking a lot. Like they wouldn't do it now.
No, they couldn't.
They would miss the moment.
Right.
By the way, I should also note, while talking about things I didn't know because I'm an idiot, I did not realize this week. Give it a minute. Can you hear my can you hear my dog Rocky hacking and nearly dying?
Now I can. Now you mentioned it.
It's okay. Give it a second. It'll pass. If not, though, maybe. Thank you, babe. I should also note this week I found out, Sife, that I never understood where the term "I'm Swayze" came from.
Like I'm ghost.
I did not know
you
that.
You didn't know what Swayze meant?
How did you just learn
that?
I heard people like, yo, I'm Swayze. And I was like, all right. I did not. Natalie, did you know that term? That Swayze meant ghost? You knew that? I didn't know that.
She's from New York, man.
Yo, so Ebro and Shawnee were laughing at me. They're like, wait, you didn't know Swayze meant ghost? And I said, hold on. Don't say I'm the weird one for not assuming it was about Patrick Swayze. Like, that's so random in retrospect.
Well, like, because if you're from New York, we used to say, yo, I'm ghost, which means you're out. So then it changed. Somebody slick, whoever it was. I wish I could do a book on slang and who originally. Good. Somebody slick said, instead of saying I'm ghost, I'm
Swayze. By the way, Sife, you just came up with a great idea for a one-app fucking coffee table book.
Shh.
Shh. All right, here we go.
We running this rap shit. I don't care if you Mobb Deep. I hold Trigger's the crew.
What? Oh.
Back in 88, you was the ballerina. I got the picture. I seen you.
No. No.
Switching the meter. Well, we don't believe you. You need more people. Rather from the students of the game, we pass the classes. Nobody can read you dudes like we do. A little gas, you might give it a pass and won't get at you. Trust me on this one. I'll attack you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. You have to hold a mask, put your body in the hole. No, you're not on my level. Get your break, sweet. I saw what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hoe. That's Nas. You don't want it with hoe.
What? Okay, hold on.
Better, Sife, it was better than I ever dreamed.
But there's another verse, right?
He doesn't do it. He doesn't have it yet.
But there's a verse dissing Nas, right? Am mm-hmm. I, like, now I'm getting confused. That's all he said? Ask Nas, he don't want it. Well, hope that's the diss?
On Summer Jam, that's the only diss. But then when the song comes out a month later, because it was the B-side of Izzo, right?
I don't remember.
I think so, yeah. Was the B-side of Izzo.
Yeah, it had to be. Yes. Ask Nas, he don't want it with Hov. And then the next song starts. That's crazy.
So when it comes out later, he now has another verse where he fully goes in.
No, he had the verse here. He just didn't do it.
Or he had the verse here and just said, we don't need
it. He had the whole song.
Real quick, it says the single, Izzo, was officially released. Sife, this is wild. He closes his set with Izzo.
Yeah.
It wasn't released until August 21st.
Bro, it was different back then, man. There was no internet.
He did this all just... 2 months early.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect? That's how long it took for shit to go viral. Because think about it. He dissed Prodigy. He dissed Nas. Shaheem Reed had to write about it. Right. Put it in a magazine that was printed 60 days later, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like nowadays where you go online and the news is up instantly. There's no Twitter. There's no YouTube. There's no nothing. Like, it had to, that's actual viral. You know what I mean? Like, it had to spread like word of mouth. So there's, let's say there's what, 17,000, maybe 15,000 people here? No, not even. This is Nassau Coliseum. It's 12,000 people here. And the shit spread through the hood through those 12,000.
Yep. By the way, okay, I got it wrong. I'm so sorry. I don't know how I got it wrong.
Come on, Billy.
I'm ashamed. I know I'm ashamed. Dude, you don't know is the B side of Izzo, of course. Girls, 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 and Takeover, right?
I don't know. I don't have my, I'm not at my vinyl collection.
I'm looking. I do upstairs, but I'm going to look on the, just on the Discogs.
I do upstairs.
Here it is. Master release. Girls, Girls, Girls. Takeover. Yes. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. We're ashamed. It was Izzo, You Don't Know. Girls, 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 Takeover.
How are you fucking this up? We're the podcast known for having Jay-Z schlong in our fucking mouths, and you don't even know the shit.
All right, you're right. Sorry, here.
I know everybody's like, they're talking about Hove again.
Yo, you know what this makes me think? We should do an entire podcast about him.
Wait. Should we do the entire podcast on Jay-Z on a company that Nas owns?
Yes.
What's wrong with us?
Yes.
What's wrong with us? We're fucking idiots.
Yo,
hindsight is 90-90, bro. Why did we do that?
I remember too, like you and my brother immediately both, when I was like, what about Jay-Z? You guys were like, that's it. I was like, and I'm like, yeah, why overthink it? He's the greatest of all time. Let's just do it about Jay-Z. No one said, including Mass Appeal, nobody said, wait. Why don't you guys do one about the life and career of Nas?
Wait, hold on. We would walk out of the studio recording and Nas would be there. And be like, yo, oh, man, we just did a podcast episode about Jay-Z. He was probably like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yo, we are morons.
Yeah, the audience is on fire, bro.
By the way, it's an interesting mix of there's tons of people on the stage, and yet, but it's not the way in later years it's been with like Dipset.
It's a ton of people
on stage, but they're clearly behind him.
Yeah, they're playing their position way more than like a Dipset or a Lox or
no, it's one of those not type it's of not 2014 where Slowbox is like standing in the middle of the stage.
Yeah, they're behind the DJ booth, which is good.
Yeah, they're back. It's a different era.
Yeah. I still love that line.
The fire I spit blew down Happy Land, burned down Happy Land.
That's such a New York. Bro, I was a kid, and there was this, what they call these underground illegal social clubs in the Bronx. And if there was a fire and people were trapped and killed in there. And like to say that line, though, and that like and that line, 2001, Happy Land, I think happened in the early 90s, maybe late 80s.
Wait, so Happy Land was an underground social club?
Yeah, it was like an illegal club.
Never like in my life. I thought Happy Land was like an amusement park, and he was just saying the fire that he spits would burn down.
Happy Land, you know when you're walking down the streets in New York and there's those fucking doors that go to the cellar? Like, there's no entrance to the basement in the store. They have to go outside and open those fucking grates.
Yeah.
I think it was in there. It was in one of those. It was like an illegal nightclub.
What year are we talking?
I had to be late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Wow. Memphis is wearing the most Memphis outfit of all time. It's amazing. You can come outside. My mom just walked out. I'm doing my podcast, but you can come outside. Oh, thank you. I just had Starbucks. We were up early. Thanks, Mom. Oh, here we go. He's wearing the gigantic jean shorts. Quadruple X T skirt with the fitted. Here we go.
With the do-rag.
Oh yeah, do-rag under the backwards hat. Yup. Do you think it's fair to say that, like, on look alone, Memph Bleek is one of the coolest dudes ever in rap?
No. What do you mean?
Like, he's just a cool looking dude.
Yeah, like, but
like, I'd
say the coolest.
I'm not giving him number one, but he is one of the coolest. His brand was put together very nicely. Like, he put it all together.
His brand for that era was on the nose.
On the fucking nose.
Yeah. 100%.
Here's a question I have for you. Do you believe there were nights ever in history? Do you think there's ever been a night in history where Memphis Bleek was so cool that even though him and Hove were out together, he scored the best chick in the club because he was that dude?
Yes.
Like, and he the reason could do why, that.
Yes, because it's probably Hove is wearing basically the same thing almost. But it probably came from Bleek back then. Like, Bleek was in the streets in Marcy.
Young.
Had the style.
Yes.
And then they would, you know, they would be like, oh, like, yo, now you got to get a jersey, Hove. You got to get a, you know what I mean? And he would take Hove to whatever the store was and get them right. You know what I mean?
While we're mentioning it. Yo, the nickname Hove. Yeah. Is one of the most transcendent nicknames of all time. It meaning like everyone knows who you mean, and it's interchangeable now with Jay.
Yeah. Hovis.
He made his name God.
No, but
and
I,
everyone
but
says
Dame says I think Dame says he made that up, right?
I don't know. Is that true?
I think I saw an interview recently where Dame was like, I made up Jehovah. Yeah, I believe it was Dame.
But boy, did it work well.
Yeah. No, but because Jehovah is, you know what's crazy about hip hop? Hove is a nickname. Huh?
Hip hop set out in the park. Yeah.
No. Hove is a nickname of another nickname.
Yes.
Like, it's Jehovah. Like, it's Jay-Z,
which
you're
is
the God MC, so you're Jehovah instead of Jehovah. And then they break that into another. How many names can you have in hip-hop?
Does he have any others, though? That's it, right?
Jovito.
Jay. What?
Jovito.
Who calls him Jovito?
People call him Jovito.
They do?
Yeah, because it's like.
I want to know who. I want to know who calls him Jovito.
His names transcend so much that they no longer become nicknames. They become names. And then when you know somebody that you're very familiar with and you're very close with, you often give them a nickname to show your, you know, like a term of endearment. So hey, now his name is Hove.
Do you think we could, do you think if we have children, if we have four kids, we could name them Jay, Sean, Hove, and Jovito?
Right.
Jovito's the smallest one, obviously. The little one's Jovito.
The last one?
Yeah.
What if he grows up to be bigger than the rest?
That's fine. But you go in order. You go Sean, Jay,
right.
Hove, Jovito.
Yeah.
Are we forgetting any others? Any other nicknames for him?
There has to be. I know there's more.
Do you think if I Google Jay-Z nicknames, it'll come up?
Well, let's find out, man. What else do we have to do?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, my God. hello. Do we not need to have a fifth child named Jigga?
Oh, yeah, Jigga. What's wrong with us?
We skipped Jigga. Here's what's listed online. Oh, there's a cheat sheet that says Jay-Z's most popular nicknames and their meanings.
Okay.
People in his neighborhood called him Jazzy.
Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Should we call Nas and ask him to put this out for us?
Yo, Nas, we were thinking. We want to break down Jay-Z's nicknames. Okay. People in his neighborhood called him Jazzy.
Right. That's where Jay-Z comes from.
It says... Izzo is an abbreviation of another nickname. Mm-hmm. It's the O, it says, in Hova.
Yeah, H to the Izzo.
Yeah,
H
we know that. We already know that. Sorry. Yeah. Jehovah is homage to Jehovah, it says.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Yeah, but it's not homage. He's not Jehovah's Witness.
No.
It's because he's the God MC.
Jigga, me, Jehovah. Jigga comes from his early days as a street rapper. That's what it says.
What is this, Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, exactly. Basically. And that's it.
Urban Dictionary. Let me tell you what Urban Dictionary is.
It wasn't Urban Dictionary, but it was Urban Dictionary of Jays.
Yeah, it's you're at a white college, and there's one black kid at this white college, but he grew up in a white neighborhood. Wherever he's from Kenosha, Wisconsin, and you're going to school in fucking North Dakota, and anything that they want to ask about hip hop, they ask the black kid, and he just makes some shit up just to appease the people asking him the question. Why is Jay-Z called Jehovah? Well, it's really from Jehovah, because he loved Jehovah's Witnesses, because they used to knock on the door. You know what I'm saying? And like, no, that's not what he means at all.
No. It's Jehovah because he always felt that he was knocking on the door of the hip hop industry.
Bro, the name, the Urban Dictionary is literally the worst.
So there's some other nicknames though that it lists on Google. Iceberg Slim. Joe Camel. I feel like that's not a nice one.
Joe Camel is not. That is not a nickname. That is some very disrespectful shit.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should call him that. Lucky Lefty.
Never heard that.
S dot
is out there.
S dot was out there. Young Hove.
Okay.
By the way, hold on. We can't forget that there were times when he just referred to himself as Young.
Yep. It's Young.
And which of the William Hollas was it?
Wait, oh yeah.
I think he was William H. Holla.
Was he? Or was that Clue?
Clue's William M. Holla.
Oh, William M. Holla.
Yep. Jay-Z William H. So So on Stick to the Script, Clue starts out by going, yeah, DJ Clue, a.k.a. William M. Holla,
uh-huh,
with William H. Holla.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's Jay-Z's record. So I believe then. But Beanie's on it, too.
Is he one of the William Hollas?
Jay starts. They call me William H., the all-time great. I fuck the most hoes out of New York State.
Oh, I mean, that's even home, Albany, right? And Schenectady.
So that's William H. Holla.
Uh huh.
I got to tell you, Saif, I have to say, I really do enjoy it. I'm happy in life that I have a partner that I can yell out to her, "Hey, was that Hove who said I'm William H. Holla?" And she said, "Yes, assuredly." I'm in love.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing, Saif. We're here now.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
We did this whole Juan Epstein thing on Mass Appeal talking about Jay-Z, and we did some amazing Juan Ep interviews that never got used because the producer decided to chop the shit out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And make this weird fucking fake NPR chop up. But in true Juan Ep fashion, we don't have the full-length interviews anywhere. Where are they?
I thought you got them.
No, I don't have. If I had them, they'd be out.
So, yes, we did a ton of full length interviews where we probably covered some of this too in those interviews.
Man, yeah.
All right, let's keep going. Let's watch more of this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't focus on that. Yeah. I'm gonna skip ahead. There's Bleak.
Stage is pretty crowded. Stage is getting crowded.
Stage is getting more crowded. So now we're out of you, me, him, and her.
Put your hands up. You know what's crazy? Dame is in the background dancing up a storm crazy.
Dancing his ass off.
Dame never had a mic?
Not here.
It's weird. You think of all the shit he's doing, he would have a mic.
Yeah, no mic for Dame. Yo, he's so into it. My favorite thing here is, first of all, one thing that's sort of underrated in history, because you only have so much brain capacity to remember every moment. Yo, Dumai was a big moment.
Yeah, Dumai was big.
Dumai was, that fucking worked. Yeah. That was, when you played that in any club setting, it popped off.
Bro, there's so many songs from the early Rockefeller Jay-Z days that used to fucking smash that have not stood the test of time because he's made so many more like classics. But there was an era, all this shit was popping. I remember when you were talking about Memph Bleek, one night he was doing club speed. Bro, he rolled up in a Benz, parked right in front, hopped out, and the fucking street went bananas, bro. Like, he was the epitome of, like, Brooklyn coolness at that time, bro.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, he was cool the epitome. MF-er. Yeah.
All right, so this is the Do My moment. I think this is the Bleak moment. So they kept him from You, Me, Him, and Her. Then they go into Do My. Yo, listen to how blatant the women going, hell yeah, and the dudes going, hell yeah. It's like, it's incredible.
What's up?
Shut up. By the way, I think, Saif, without the video, people would forget to talk about how big a night it was for Memphis also. He's in a big spot here.
Yeah.
Now, what about this?
What?
You remember that? Missy?
I do not remember it. She got outshadowed by Michael Jackson.
All right. Hey, Scythe, prior to this performance, were artists doing the thing of bringing out artists and letting them?
I was literally just thinking that, like, the surprise is that Summer Jam is just now a thing. I don't know how much it was happening beforehand, because this was like really like, this was like, I think, my second Summer Jam.
I'm just trying to think of prior to this, if we were to look at all the people that did Summer Jam, I don't know that we would find one where there would have been someone who would have done this. Like, I think prior to that, it was more of a regular concert. Everyone did their set, but
also, like, people would bring out their people. Like, EPMD would bring out Redman and Keith Murray, and, like, you know, maybe they weren't on the bill, but they had songs. Like, it would probably be a lot more of the people you had songs with,
right?
Whereas Summer Jam has gotten to the point where, like, we just bring out the hottest artists. Doesn't even matter if you have a song with them, you know.
Let's see. Well, this is ridiculous. There's a Hot 97 Summer Jam.
I'm sure Puffy, Bad Boy, Biggie brought out a ton of people when Biggie performed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's Total and fucking whoever else was on Bad Boy at the time.
By the way, what a ridiculous thing that you can't just click on a thing on the internet and find the Summer Jam lineups.
Yeah.
Like
with all the guests and all that shit.
And just any, you can't even find the basic lineup.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look insane. You have to look around for each one. Like, you can't, there's not the Wikipedia page.
But do you know anyone that works there that could fix that?
No.
You work at Hot 97.
No, I don't know. Oh, how about this though? Here we go. I did find a good list though. 94, Tribe, Arrested Development, Black Moon, Gangstar, Nas, Queen Latifah, SWV, Wu-Tang.
Awesome.
Awesome. Don't know how many guests would have come out with anyone. Awesome. 95. Blackstreet, Brandy, Method Man, Naughty, Shabba, Soul for Real, Biggie.
Shabba.
Yeah.
Wow.
96 is not there. I don't know why. 97. 112, Aaliyah, Blackstreet, Bone Thugs, Diddy, Faith, Foxy, Heavy, Jay, Kim, Mary, Mace, Lox, Wu-Tang. Some of those have to all be in the same set with Diddy, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
I would think Mace, the Lox, Kim, that was all with Diddy's set.
It was all in there, yeah.
2001, of course, we know Destiny's Child, Evil. But
wait, hold on. You missed? There's no 99?
It's skipped 97 to 01.
98,
this
99.
Isn't perfect. This is not. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, it's just this website skipped years that I guess haven't.
Look up bootleg Summer Jam shirts sold in the parking lot. They always had the lineup on them.
By the way, you don't think I already look for those on a regular I already search for those on a regular basis.
Bro, you know how much I regret not buying just every one of those?
Dude. You know how dope,
like, it used to be annoying. Like, look at these fucking douchebags selling bootleg shirts in the fucking parking lot. Now I wish I had every single one of them.
I know. We're morons. All right, here we go. All right. Can I get a no problem? Oh, Ja came out. I didn't catch this the other day that Ja came out. Noah Mill?
Mill might have been gone by then.
Oh, Scythe, on some DJ shit? This was crazy to me. Do you know what he does here?
No.
Just like, just creative. Just a creative segue.
Fire. That is fire. That is amazing.
Did you have any? I never heard him do that.
I never heard that. That's a good one. That's a Syfe blend all day. I have 1,000 of those, bro. I have 1,000 of those. I never thought of that one. That's a good one.
That has to be Clark, right?
That one, yeah. That one throws me off because the tempos are so different that my OCD brain wouldn't think of that one unless I heard it like that, but that's a good one.
I'm hitting Clark right now. You DJ.
What? Boom, boom. Yeah, that's fire. That's a good one.
That was so, so dope.
That's something Clark did in parties and was like, Hov, I think you should do this on stage.
Why not? Because everyone loves that song too, so why not?
Why not? Bro, his voice is popping.
Yo, the level to which the crowd knows every word of
every word.
This can't be life. Flow tight like I was born Jewish. Syfe. What? Beanie comes out for his part. Oh. You know what time it is. Syfe, you know what time it is, right?
What time? Michael Jackson?
Nope, Miri Ben-Ari.
Wait, what?
Not Michael Jackson. The Israeli violinist, the hip-hop violinist, Miri Ben-Ari, of course. You knew that this show, if you're going to have Michael Jackson, you have to have Miri Ben-Ari. Oh, by the way, though, this shit plays great. All right, while we watch Miri Ben-Ari get busy, let's bring in our dude who released this video, Hip Hop VCR.
What's going on, guys? What's up?
What up, man? What's going on?
What up, man? What's your real name, by the way?
My name is Claudio, and I'm from Washington Heights.
Uh-huh.
I have a business in Mount Vernon, but I live in Connecticut. And I'm Dominican.
No, we already knew that from Claudio and Washington Heights. We figured out the Dominican part.
100%.
So tell us real quick, as we watch Miri Ben-Ari here playing the violin.
Sure.
How this video came to be released in this last week and not 20 years ago. Oh, is that the actual tape?
That's the actual tape.
Bro, you're telling me someone had a camera in Summer Jam that took actual VHS tapes.
Right. Well,
you know how big that camera was?
Maybe not, because this is a copy of that tape.
So maybe they had the smaller tapes and then they transferred it to a VHS.
Right. And also begs the question, how many other people had the presence of mind to doing what that individual did, right? And maybe there are other angles.
Go ahead. Tell us. Where did this come from?
So how did it happen?
So FYI, so I've had the tape since 2001, which kind of breaks my heart in one way or another, right? Because is it cooler that it got released now? Would it have been as cool if it would have got released 3 years later, right?
It's perfect, I think.
Right. 20 years, 21 years later, so on and so forth. So I feel a little bit bad that I've kind of held it. I've had my eyes on this footage for a long time. And so
right.
the experience that everyone is having, I'm not having. Because right, I remember right. the Summer Jam Scream. I remember Michael Jackson coming out.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember Takeover. And so I figured that that was in everyone else's mind. Right. All these 21 years. So it's I've had this tape in my closet all that time. And guys, I don't remember how I got it. I wasn't the one who videotaped it.
Right.
I don't know who it was. It must have been somebody who I knew who knew that person.
You don't even know how you got it.
I don't even know how I got it.
So this is not because you obviously have a business called what is it? VH
HipHopBCR.com.
HipHopBCR.
And what is this business? What do you show a lot of old footage and have?
Right. So what it is in 1997 I started recording from my bedroom. I was a teenager and I was recording all these videos and I turned out to record from 1997 all the way to 2005. So all that BET, MTV, Public Access in Manhattan, I recorded a bunch of that stuff, right? So I have over 300 hours of all that stuff. And that's the stuff I've been putting on my platform on Instagram and on YouTube, Hip Hop BTR. So that's the basic. It's all the stuff that I recorded. And in this case, I got my hands on this footage in 2001.
And we don't know how. We don't know who taped it.
Is there a chance that it aired on Public Access real quick once and I taped it? But Public Access is so random. You don't know when this stuff airs and I have the entire footage.
Right. You have the whole Summer Jam or just Jay-Z's performance?
No, just Jay-Z.
Okay,
Just Jay-Z.
Yeah, but
that's crazy because where's the rest of the Summer Jam?
Right. Right.
But whoever taped it only cared about I guess the J version.
Yeah. Or you only got the J part.
Yeah, man. And I can't tell you. And because it was so fresh, it wasn't that valuable to me, right? Because I had just experienced the, you know, Jay-Z dropping Takeover on the mixtapes and all that stuff. And so, you know, this probably comes into my bedroom and I'm like, let me just record it and forget about it.
Right, right. And the thing is, because I was at the Summer Jam and I remember the screen, the Prodigy picture. I remember Michael Jackson walking past me backstage. Wow. But watching it now, I forgot a lot of this stuff. Our brain goes to the highlights.
Yeah. For real. You're right. I have the same experience. I have to watch it again. I haven't had time to watch it, but me and my wife, we're going to sit and watch the entire thing. I don't think I've ever watched the entire thing, to be honest.
Oh, it's a... Actually, let's tune back in.
And FYI, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, a supporter. Yeah. Huge, my entire, life.
So this is Sype. This is him doing Big Pimpin' with Mary Ben-Ari playing the sample.
Bro, this is crazy, man.
Sife, what legendary hip-hop concert is complete without an Israeli violinist?
Bro, back in this day, they did 1-900 Hustler. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I did. And look at Freeway. Wow.
Yep, there's Free.
And look at him with the chopper. Bop, 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 bop. Chopping the crowd.
Now, do you have a lot of other live performances? Because you mostly just recorded TV.
Right. So a lot, no. Do I have more? Potentially.
Yeah.
I wish I had the DMX Jay-Z battle. People are asking me about that. You know, they think because I have this, I might have the Jay-Z and DMX battle. But I think the Rough Riders have that, correct?
Who knows, man? Who knew the tape back then like that we do now?
Right. But somebody did tape the Jay-Z DMX one.
But I want to know how they got this camera in there.
Oh, you think it was prohibited during that time?
A video camera?
It might not have been prohibited because it wasn't so rampant back then.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
It would have been easier to probably pull it off, except that they were big. Now, dude on stage filming is just the guy doing the big screenshots, right?
Is that what's happening?
I think that for Nassau Coliseum. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's for the go on the screen. But I wonder if those things were recorded.
Guys, is Nassau Coliseum open air stadium?
No.
Okay. No.
No. They don't let things in Long Island be open air because then people might get hopes and dreams, and Long Island likes to shut people down.
Okay.
Bring their spirits way down.
Hey, listen, say whatever you want. The Nassau Coliseum is one of my favorite venues because when I used to go there, I loved that they had multiple outdoor areas that you could
leave. What is it, for wrestling?
Yeah. And they had bars outside, so you could walk out in the concourse. You could step outside of the concourse, and there was like a gate, you know, like a – you were still in the stadium, but you were outside.
Right.
Mm.
And you could have a drink and smoke a cigarette and sit outside. It was great. Great time.
Who played in Nassau Coliseum?
Islanders.
Got it. Who's that, Bleak right there?
Yep.
Look at Bleak.
Now, listen, this is a great transition. They flip it. Watch this.
Oh, Beats. Oh.
See, this is the importance of a good DJ.
Oh, facts.
Incredible. Clark facts. Kent, by the way, Clark just confirmed to me it was Clark Kent DJing. And facts. And Sife, that's such an ill part because rather than go to Bean's verse on Change the Game, they just cut to his single instead. It fucking plays awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a real DJ. Shit going right into each other. An exciting part.
All right, so I think after this, Beans does a little set. Oh, there's the Clark. Yo, Clark, you ain't focused, man.
What, did he fuck up?
So, Cypher, you haven't watched this yet. You're watching this for the first time.
Wait, sorry, what was that?
Now, I was asking if Cypher has seen it yet, if he's put his eyes on this yet.
Not the whole thing, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is just the singing part of Get Your Mind Right.
Who's singing?
I don't know.
John Legend?
It sounds like it, but it's not.
Can it be?
It's not Rel, is it?
Maybe Rel. John Legend wouldn't dress like that.
No, it looks like a Rel type.
Well, by the way, we could find out who's singing on Get Your Mind. I don't think they list anyone.
Yeah, I don't remember a feature. I think it might be, I don't know, actually. He looks exactly like everyone else.
This is the Dynasty album, right? From the Dynasty?
Yeah.
It's Rel. It's Rel.
It's Rel.
It's Rel. Got it.
It's Rel. All right.
Man, look at those shorts, guys. Shorts all the way down to the ankles.
Big shorts.
You know, I was into the fashion at the time, but we never went that far. We never did the shorts all the way to the ankles. Only Jay could pull that off.
Yeah, plenty of people tried.
All
right.
Guys, what a time. Only the people who attended experienced this.
It's so crazy. And right? it's also crazy how many hits he already had pre-2001.
Bro, it's like, and they're timeless. I'm watching this and I play most of these records today if I do a party. Right.
That's true. And it's only 5 years after Reasonable Doubt. It seemed like an eternity.
It seemed like an eternity.
The amount of his fame from 96 to this.
You know, everything. The changes from quality to his image, his flow, his cadence. 5 years was a lot of time.
I want you to know Claudio, that my girlfriend just bought a lot of stickers from you.
Oh, really? Is that what just happened? I just saw the notification. I appreciate the support. That's awesome.
She loves the stickers. Yeah, they're fire. Yo, Syfe, he does some dope stickers on hiphopvcr.com of like...
I'm literally going through it right now. The merch.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, that's right. You know, I got Strick.
Wait, how do the shirts run? They run big?
They should be true to size.
Maybe so you guys I gotta like get that. Double. That's what you're saying. You're saying I'm a fat fuck.
No, I'm not.
Yo, wow. is that the G Unit double XL?
No, this is Murder Inc. The Murder group Inc. that never okay. happened.
Fire.
Yeah, you remember that cover with the back? You know, they got the
of course
webs in the back. So that's the stuff we're doing right now. And then we got the little Q stickers. You know, the discers.
You know, what's you that collect- one? Oh, I'm gonna zoom in on you. Hold on, let's see what that is.
Well, maybe a better one would be.
Oh, the little disc. I see it. Syfe, you see that?
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, so you collect you collect your favorites for your favorite albums. Put them on your laptop, so on and so forth. It's a good little concept there. You
it's
know?
Very
you ain't
cool,
doing
man.
No grimy shit. If I order some shirts from your site, right?
I don't plan to.
He couldn't guarantee it though, Syfe.
I mean, yo, I don't know what he means by that, but
yo, I'm good.
Yo, guys, how about this part? Syfe, EPMD coming out?
What's up now, with that? So what's the connection? Jay is just a fan, I'm assuming.
I have to assume because it's on Long Island.
Well, but the excuse, the way they did it, whether this is, you know, whether they felt they needed to do this or it was just an excuse, they played a song off Bean's album, So What You Saying, and right. they did his cover of So What You Saying, and then they did a little
realize
bit
that
of
existed.
Got yeah. it.
I have to say it's Long Island.
By the way, though, it's funny, too. The crowd reacts. There's a part of this performance of theirs where the crowd raps every word. And you remember that in 01, performing this shit from 89 isn't that old.
Right.
And of course, Eric was smoking hot with this song right there. Syfe, when Eric Sermon blew up with music, it felt like he was so old. Like he had been in the game forever.
Yeah. like a last minute hit that came later.
Meanwhile, if we were to go back and look at it, he was probably like 32 years old.
That's incredible. Our perception of time is so different back then.
Let's see.
So he was probably 18 in 88 when they dropped, maybe 19.
He's 53
now.
So he was 30 20
years ago.
He was 33 in 01.
Wow.
Oh, you're right. And he was an old guy.
33 years
but
old.
Hove was roughly the same age.
Yeah, Hove was the same age.
Young. Well, I think Jay came in like at 30 years
old.
No,
he came 26 when he made Reasonable Doubt.
Got it.
When Reasonable Doubt came out, he was 26. Yeah.
Wow, man.
It explains why he's wearing trousers.
All right, there's EPMD, okay.
Bro, and he knows he's still got the shotguns ready to blast, man.
With Michael.
Michael Jackson. Like Luther Vandross says, yo, and I told him that y'all was going to sing that, so he got me $1,000 that y'all weren't singing
this shit. You know, I want that easy, so y'all keep that. Oh, damn. I didn't even know he did that.
What did he do?
He threw like 80,000 in the crowd, right?
Oh, yes. I remember that.
He said he threw 8,000.
Oh, 8,000. Got it.
8,000.
Bro, pause it. Yo, son. You know I used to DJ for Little Kim, right?
Wait, you did?
Yeah, bro.
Well,
this just reminded me, every show they would throw out like $500 or $1,000. They would tell the promoter, before we get there, we need $1,000 in ones.
Nice.
And okay. Every night they threw out more money than they paid me.
Wow.
It was fucking, you know, I used to feel disrespected.
You've never told me that.
Bro, they threw out into the crowd more money than they paid me.
Zach, did you ever reach for it?
I should have jumped out. Oh my God. This used to be a thing, throwing money out and people would go fucking nuts.
But this is different. 8 G's?
Yeah, 8 grand.
And again, this is just to my point that I'm so impressed by about this show. He had so much plan. There's never a dull moment for the entire hour.
He was on it.
There's always something going on. All right.
Bro, well, sorry. Pause one more time. Bro, this shirt you have.
Yeah, what's up?
Hold on, let me see what you're showing. Hold on.
Bro, let me tell you how.
What's the shirt say?
Claudio?
Yeah, what's
it
up?
Says, I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I'm a hustler, baby. I sell water, too. Now, what's the next word?
Well, Jay-Z just confirmed that it's both.
What do you mean just confirmed?
He confirmed it. They had asked them. It was confirmed. He meant
no,
both.
No. We on One Up confirmed this years ago.
Okay,
years
got it.
Where are you hearing this new information? Because who's stealing our fucking credit?
DX News reported it just a couple weeks ago. So
Rosenberg,
really?
Talk two guys that never get our credit, bro.
Got you. So
we asked him this years ago.
Got it.
I'm talking about years ago.
Years ago.
And he said, ha-ha, both. And I'm like, no, it can't be both, bro.
That's incredible.
But you have a shirt that says, one says water to a well.
Yes.
And one says water to a whale.
So you choose. You choose
pick whichever one you think it is.
Which one you like.
I like this guy, man.
Read the description on the shirt.
Oh, hold on. Oh, fuck. Hold on.
The description on that shirt. Once you click it.
It went. Oh, no. I lost it. Hold on.
I guess you can come back to it.
Oh, fuck. What happened? What did you do? Your site's ruined.
Nah.
Why did it jump to this? Why won't it go back? My arrow won't go back.
All right, Saif, hold on. You keep looking.
I'm so sorry.
So, Saif,
I see. That says well variant and well variant.
No. Well, the description is actually you got to read further.
I got to click on it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. If you could triple your worth anywhere on God's green earth, then this t-shirt is for you. Includes the lyric whale as opposed to well.
That's it. That's the part. That shirt's for you.
That is amazing.
That is very good, dude. Saif, by the way, he used the Carl Thomas "I Wish" to play and then just to start over the song. So he does "I Just Want to Love You." And now I think we get into the Michael Jackson.
Oh, boy.
Everyone now is sitting down behind him. Everyone's like sitting on the DJ booth area.
Okay, everybody's relaxed.
They're relaxed. They're waiting.
I got a sample for Michael Jackson. Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember this part vividly. I remember this part, but nobody else ever did.
Nobody believed him.
Where's he at?
Where the fuck he at?
That is the most New York shit I've ever heard.
Where the fuck yeah.
Scythe, in our telling of this story that we've had a million times on the podcast, did we ever talk about how long it took to happen?
I don't think so. I forgot. Like, fuck yeah.
It keeps going. Well, wait, we're still going. It's been a minute.
I think he's building up the hype, right? It's not like there's a delay or anything, right? You think?
By the way, they definitely think he's bullshitting.
Yes. Right.
And I would too.
He's just messing with the crowd.
This is such a good setup, though. The whole thing is such a good setup. He knew he would do the "I'm gonna go get him myself."
No, I don't think so. I don't think
so. You don't
think something was happening back
there? No, I think there was something going on.
I gotta find out.
Because remember, I always tell you I was back there when Hove and Michael Jackson walked past me. So now I'm realizing Hove went back there to get him.
There it is,
and here he comes.
Bro, that's crazy. This is the ultimate flex
of all. Absolutely. He gave him a pound, guys.
At this very moment. And here's the thing. It's not just that Michael's there. It's that he comes out at the end of an hour-long flawless masterpiece.
And does nothing.
And does nothing.
Well, he does nothing.
He talked to the crowd. That was good enough.
Gives
for the
four
crowd.
Words. Here we go. Here we go.
So awkward, man. It's so awkward. Look at these security guys.
Wow. Hey, guys. You guys think that Kanye West has anything to do with that at all? That connection? Because he produced the record.
No way. Kanye was nobody back then.
But he had produced those records.
Yeah, he might be there. He might be there.
Oh, he had to be there, but.
So now,
my
favorite shit here now is just how happy everyone is afterwards. Yeah. Like, the walk everyone has.
They won
a game that the other people didn't even know they were playing.
This is a championship moment.
They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Against how many other people performed that night? You know what I mean?
Who else performed that night, by the way?
Who else performed? Nelly, Destiny's Child. I think Luda.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Got it. That's great.
Was this song out at the time?
No.
Was not out.
I think 3 months later, right?
2 months later. Now, Scythe, he does one verse, one hook.
Wait, this is the first time he's doing this?
No.
Yes.
He did it at the BET Awards.
Oh, okay. So they heard it before.
Wait, once. So the BET, hold on. When were the BET Awards?
It was before this, I believe. Yeah.
BET Awards are usually late June.
This
is early June.
Yeah,
do we know it's early June? That's when Summer Jam is now. Do we know that back then it was at that time?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
We
a
know
date.
Now. We know now. Date. Summer Jam is always the first.
I stand corrected.
Yeah,
you're right.
I remember that, and I have that video.
It says it was Thursday, June 28th.
That's right. Summer Jam. That was a fucking Thursday, bro.
And I already published the video where he performs that song for the first time on the BET Awards, and it caught everyone off guard, including the viewers. It was incredible.
Right.
So, either way, though, people still didn't know this that well.
No.
Which is probably why he only did the one verse, then gets out. Right. And then this closeout, Syph, the last minute here is some of the craziest shit ever. The fact that he paid to do what he does right here. Wait for it. Plays We Are the Champions, complete with confetti and balloons.
Hot 97 yeah. paid for that.
No. No way.
No.
Hot 97 wouldn't pay for shit.
Nah. Nah, they did all this, bro. They spent more than they made. Wait, who's shouting out the after party?
Come on. For my family, y'all, we love y'all. Rockefeller Records, thank y'all. Yay!
All right.
Bro, let me tell you something. What they did that night, we're still talking about it to this day.
It's incredible. His radiance, right?
And we're talking about the hip-hop aspect. The most important things to us is the Prodigy and Nas diss, which started the whole Nas war,
and
the Prodigy picture, and then the Michael Jackson, because in hip-hop it is the ultimate flex of all flexes. But all of it, every little moment you depicted, Rosenberg, is like created this monumental performance.
Exactly.
That even if you don't remember the performance that well, it solidified this guy. They spent more than they possibly could have made.
Yes, they start
flying Michael Jackson out alone.
Right,
it had to be fucking
if they
$60,000.
Now maybe Michael was already in New York, and Hov was able to convince him.
They were recording the song "Girls, Girls, Girls" remix.
No. You Rock My World remix.
Both.
They did a Girls, Girls, Girls remix with Michael Jackson.
I believe Kanye West did the beat, and that's it sounds like a woman, but supposedly it's Michael Jackson sped up.
Don't know more than us on our own podcast, Claudio.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you trying to embarrass us?
Yeah, man.
Jay-Z reveals in 2009, Jay-Z reveals Michael Jackson sang on Girls, Girls, Girls.
All right, you guys got to give me a job, something.
Yo,
we're looking for a job. You got to give me a job. I'll sell merch. Yo,
vocals of Michael Jackson.
Nah, I don't. He wasn't in. Even if he was in town recording, they still had to pay for it. Like,
well, here's a question. When?
How much is it to get Michael Jackson?
What'd you say?
How much? I mean, I don't think he's going to charge them a fee.
Oh, well, by the way, this should be noted, too. They probably were in the studio, more importantly, for You Rock My World, which came out in August.
Of 2001?
Of the next, yes. So it came out, the original version came out 2 months later. The remix came out a month after that.
Right.
So, Syph, they may have just had a session literally the day before or that day, whatever.
Right.
But either way, even if not that, he had to get Missy to town.
Yeah.
He had to get the pyro at the beginning of the show. Like it's such a thorough. That's why I was so excited about it, because we just take away the Prodigy on the Summer Jam screen and we take away the Nas diss and the Michael coming out. But when you watch it in its entirety, I really think it's a masterpiece performance. It's fucking incredible. Amazing.
Call Guru.
Call Young Guru.
Call Guru. Let's ask him.
What part are we asking him? Do you think he'll know?
Because I don't think they would record. I don't think Michael Jackson would record a song with Jay-Z in New York. Jay-Z would have to go to L.A. for that.
I think my theory is that they recorded both songs at the same time for the same session, and it was an exchange. One for
Jay. But Michael Jackson has his own studio. Like, you got to go to him.
Yeah,
I think.
I think Kanye is the key. I think Kanye brought them together.
Kanye didn't know Michael then.
No.
Kanye was nobody.
He produced the track.
Yeah, but he was you gotta think Kanye wasn't even out yet. He was like just a random producer.
He was just a guy.
Mm. Yeah. I remember
Izzo's his thing. That's what made him big.
Yeah.
Right.
So up till then, he's just a guy trying to hustle and get on.
Gotcha.
Hey, listen, Claudio, this has been a treat. Consider yourself a friend of the show.
Thank you, guys.
If you stumble on some more shit, look at that.
Should I buy these shirts or?
It's on you, brother. No refunds, no returns.
Saif, was that you trying to ask for a hookup?
Should I buy it or should he lace me? Nah, I'll buy it. Whatever.
Real quick before you guys let me go, Saif, we've met before because I photographed your mother-in-law's 90th birthday. I was the photographer at that event. Do you remember that day? Salome's 90th?
This is way too private for one episode.
Well, either way, we've met.
So funny. You looked and sound familiar.
Gotcha.
And I was wondering how I knew you.
There you
and
go.
This guy drops.
Wait, how long ago was this event?
2017.
5 years ago. Wow. You're a photographer by trade.
I'm a professional photographer.
Wow. When you came on, I was like, I met this guy before, but I just don't remember where.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Yes, yes. So you with remember
the fucking,
that.
With the, what do you mean, with the old Filipino lady DJ?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I was the photographer for that event. I recognize
you. I remember 100%, man.
Okay, yeah, that was me.
Wow, I remember 100%.
Crazy. By the way,
that is so funny, bro.
Since you're a photographer, go check out my girl's page. She's a photographer, Miss Hatton on Instagram.
Miss Hatton, you got it. Okay, I'll find it. Absolutely.
Yo, Claudio, man, I'll be in touch, bro. I'll send you my number. You got anything interesting for us? Holler at us.
You got it, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. There he is.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
Yo, was I wrong, though? Besides that he just gave out your wife's grandmother's government name.
And he said it wrong, too.
But he's a pretty cool regular. He's a cool regular dude.
I swear to God, I mean, bro, you know us. We meet so many people. And, like, he's got a Rockefeller hat. Like, I was like, I know this guy from somewhere. I couldn't think where. And then he says that. I was like, I know. I remember this exactly. I remember meeting this guy.
Yo, Cypher, thank you for doing this today. I didn't know if you'd get bored and want to.
This was great, man.
This was
fun. Why are you thanking me? It's my show. Thank you.
I know, but I came up. I had the thought of like I want to watch the whole thing with him. I don't want him to be like, all right, let's not. But you got so into it. I'm just so happy you loved it so much.
What is happening right now?
When I texted you this week, you were excited, but you weren't.
No, I did not understand why you were so excited this week, and I get it now. It's fucking.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. We live in a weird time because that was 21 years ago, right? Or roughly. Yep. Yet those songs are timeless. I still play them to this day. But technology has moved in such a fucking, like, what, like, was this Skytels? I guess we had Skytels back then.
Yeah.
Like, wait, play a part of the video. See if there's a close-up of Jay's hip.
No. I don't need to know. He absolutely is wearing a sky tie.
Wait, on his hip while he performed? Or did they put him on?
Bro,
did somebody was holding
one.
Him.
It's 01. There's no way he's not wearing the time port. There's no way.
And then, like, Jay-Z gets a bad rap of not being a good performer. Like, this shit was fire.
Fire. Bro, I saw him a couple years earlier. I saw him at WPGC Birthday Bash 99. He was not great. This is 2 years later, and it's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy is fucking amazing, bro. I want to ask him. Next time I see him, I'm going to ask him about the Michael Jackson session.
I'm gonna ask. So you mentioned earlier, as Hope seen it, I reached out to my man James Samuel, who produced the movie The Harder They Fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed. He's like, he does a lot of stuff with Hove these days.
Yeah, I've seen him.
And, you know, listen, there are other people I could hit up who, in theory, could ask Hove a question.
but James is one of those dudes that's just like a connector type.
Yeah.
So I hit him up and I had a hunch. I was like, he'll tell Hove. I was like, I sent him the post. And I wake up the next morning and I check my DMs and he sends me a voice note. And he's like, yo, wicked, bruv. I'm going to send this to him right now. And then when I got up, we messaged back and forth. And he said he sent it to Hove. And when Hove saw the video of himself, he said, I believe the quote was, yo, Jigga's really something. No, he goes, Jigga's something else.
Jigga as in a past life.
That's what
like
I'm
as thinking. As like a different person.
That's kind of how I took it, that he said, because he read it to me verbatim. And he said it was Jigga's something else.
That's and dope. Like, he saw it.
He did see it, though.
That's dope, son.
He did see it.
That's dope. We should get Nas to put this out for us.
Yo, guys, that was a lot of fun. We'll see you next week.
Yo, man, appreciate the love and support, WANEP fans, for life. At Cypher Sounds, at Rosenberg Radio. Hit us up.
What are you doing?
You know what? Our fans, our people, I don't want to say fans, just our people. Get more in contact with us, man. Let us know where we're at.
We do love you. Spread the word, baby.
We promise
no mistakes for at least 2 weeks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.